Welcome to the Greek Speech Podcast, where we are rediscovering historical aspects of collegiate Greek culture. I am one of your hosts, Big Doug, and my partner in crime over here.
Hey, what it do? What the business is? Word on the street. Dez got that ad libs. Hey, what's up? This is your boy Dez, a.k.a. the Big Baby, a.k.a. Big-headed.
Always so.
Baby, child. Hey, look, bro. Hey, look, dog. I love that shit. Hey, man, how you been? Hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, look. Hey, can I say something, Doug?
Say something.
Can I say something?
Say something out loud. Say
it. Hey, man, look, Doug didn't replace me for a whole week.
He took it that way. That's what he took it like.
I took it personal than a
mug. He took it that way. We did another interview. He got bad.
Hey, bro, I texted him. I said, damn, bro. I was like, shit, I was on vacation.
He got mad because of what interview he got out.
I was on vacation. I was like, you couldn't get your boy a shout out.
He was out.
Or nothing. Yeah, I would.
Like, he was out the
mug. What are you talking about? Like, what you mean? I was like, hey, bro, we're like, okay, this is our podcast.
Too
right?
funny.
This is our podcast, right? This is Doug and this is Dez.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I'm like, damn. Hey, man. Hey, Doug. Yeah, you know the podcast was cool. You know, but at least you could have like, hey, you know, the shout out to my co-host. You know, Dez. You know, unfortunately he's not here right now.
Right.
He's out of town.
Right.
You know, but I got you know blank. But the blank. Honestly though, that's my boy Cole. That's my boy Cole. You know what I'm saying? Marcus Cole. That that's my boy.
So. Hey, he's a. It was good timing.
It was a great, and I would say it was a great podcast.
It was good timing, and yeah. When you got that, and Mark is not only our partner, you know, mm-hmm. for real, you know, on a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. That's our boy. He's a Q.
Shout out to the Q dog.
And he brings a different perspective, and it was cool just to have that perspective. You know what I'm saying? Why the opportunity was there. You right. just so happened to be out of town that weekend. But if you were in town, it would have been the three of us sitting around reminiscing and talking about, you know, old days when we had a club and what we was doing and right. all the craziness and all of that. We'd have been talking about that.
Well, you throwing some history out there, see, man.
Yeah, but it was cool just to have the conversation. You know what I mean? And it was so funny because we talked about that up until – it was kind of like the questions about, you know, what we discuss and relevancy to brotherhood and if you could talk to your founders. And he was like, man, I think I want to jump on and say something about that. So it was real good timing mm-hmm. With that. Something me and you was talking about.
Previously. Yes.
That I thought was interesting. That's a good topic. Mm-hmm. Before Greek life. Who was Dez before Dez the Greek?
Ooh. Hey, I like how you just like
that
brought
dope.
That in.
That was dope.
It was slick.
I know it was dope.
It's like I had so much else to say, but now I'm like, well, shit.
I know. It's time to get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we got to get it.
All right. We on time.
We got to get it.
You know, before we even do that, you know, do we want to get some shout outs? You know what I'm saying? So
thank you to the folks that sponsor this.
Yes.
Privilege Apparel, mm-hmm. Knockabout 615, mm-hmm. Ravenous Management, mm-hmm. Resourceful Solutions. Mm-hmm. Shout out, sis.
To Gold Teeth LA, what's up?
Got a shout out, sis, every time.
Yeah.
Just want to thank everybody that gets behind us and supports us on this podcast. We just starting out. We learning as we go along, y'all. Everything ain't going to sound perfect. It ain't going to be perfect. But what we do is we two brothers that are just having a conversation. So this isn't us on here trying to do a bunch of pretending and faking the funk. We just kind of come as we are and let you
no
guys
pen,
see
no
us.
Pad.
Yeah, transparent. Like we talking like it's you and your people sit in the room and y'all have a conversation about something. And, you know, it's just how it goes. If you were recording it, this is what it would sound like.
This is exactly what it would sound like.
But go ahead, man.
And you know what? That's what makes this podcast dope because of that.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't have no notes.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? If I had somebody in here recording right now, they would basically be like, damn, like they really got good chemistry.
Yeah just sitting there talking. Yeah.
And you know what? A lot of times what we realize is that a lot of our conversations are podcast ready.
Right. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
So don't be trying to change the subject, man. I need you to get back, man.
I just seen something, and I don't want to mention that.
I got you. The timing.
The timing was perfect.
So, okay, so before, okay. before.
Let's get on topic.
Yeah, before Dez the Greek, who was Dez? Who was that dude?
Okay, so Dez, a.k.a. Silky Smooth.
Real.
All right. So, I'll see. So, man, before I was, like, in a Greek organization, I was there as I was trying to find myself.
Word.
And you know, being in a city where you graduated college, you know, all your college buddies left, you know, a person that had a small circle.
Right.
Felt like, you know, like, damn, I'm out here alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to... You know, I had one of my best friends, you know, shout out to T-Tone, you know what I'm saying? He was still up here holding it down. We've been best friends all the way from elementary to college, you know what I'm saying? And continuously, that's my boy for life, you know? But just outside of that, it was just, I couldn't really put a finger on, like, who was my friends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was in a relationship at that time, and it was just like, I just didn't really have any friends that, you know, I could go and kick it, which is always my girl and her friends, because all her friends were still here from college.
Okay.
So, you know, and that just kind of gave me like a little synopsis of that. But I was just a guy who was working 2-3 jobs, whatever, doing my hustling fresh out of college, trying to find a career field for me to get into that was going to make money. You know, somebody that, you know, was a father. You know, and I'm still a father, you know what I'm saying? So right. let's not, you know, get off topic of that. And, you know, somebody that just was a kind of person that really didn't, you know, have too many friends that was still in the city, because once he graduated, all his friends from college left.
Right, right. Which is the norm.
Which is the norm. And I'm in the city, you know what I'm saying, by myself trying to figure everything out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I can call my friend. Don't get me wrong. Like, I have my friends I could call on, you know, talk right. to or whatever. But if I wanted to get out and do something, I didn't have that.
Right. So let me ask you this then. Let's dig into that. Because this is a lot of brothers that we all know. And sisters as well. This ain't just a brother thing. This is sisters as well. That I know some females that was as crazy as any dude I know, you know, growing up, to be perfectly honest.
Yes, sir.
So before you came to school, what were the thoughts about Greek life before you came to school?
Only, like, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, we do not do shout out organizations or anything like that. But in this case, I only really knew about Greek life through my ROTC teacher.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Colonel McDaniel. Old dude, man. He was one of my biggest mentors, him and Sergeant Power. You know, that was one of my biggest mentors and stuff like that. But Colonel McDaniel, you know, introduced me to Greek life because, you know, of what I seen in his office.
Okay.
And I always ask questions. You know what I'm saying?
So about, what'd you see in his office?
The purple and gold.
Okay. I can say the A's. Like,
that was the purple and gold. Let's be respectful on that. But he always used to mess with me.
Right.
You know, you want a pretty boy. You gonna be one of them pretty boys. You know, and that's a true story.
Hey.
You gonna be, if you go to college, you're gonna be one of them pretty boys.
Hey.
You know, I just hope that you go to college. Like, man.
Which is real.
Which was real. Which you know what I'm saying? Coming from the environment, the circumstances, really a person that didn't know if he was gonna go to college or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, shit, I got a baby. I got to grind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, luckily, you know, I did go to college and, you know, pursued a degree. Did four years in that. So I would say that really it took for me to come to the college I went to really start understanding Greek life.
Yeah.
And really understanding the brotherhood of it. You know what I'm saying? Understanding the sisterhood of it.
And what's dope, you know, for you is coming from a city like Atlanta, right? First and foremost, which is already a popping city. and then coming, you know, and then going to the school that you went to, the experience of going to a HBCU, I only had that experience for what was, you know, a total of amount of months.
Right.
You know, it didn't even really get started.
They gave my brother the boot.
Because I was just like, it's girls.
Right.
And then my man went.
Man, the HBCU I went to.
Everything went to the side.
I'm going to say this. Hey, I know that. I know what you feel.
Everything. And I went to the school that you go
to. I know you did. I know. The guy, crazy. I ain't going to never forget this. I did a tour of the college I went to.
Right.
And...
Well, we can say TSU.
Shout out to TSU. So one of the guys actually that was doing the tour pulled my dad to the side.
Right.
And he was like, he said, is that your son right there? My dad was like, yes. He was like, yeah, that's my son. He was like, you know, your son gonna have to be focused if he comes up here to TSU. And I was like, you know, my dad was like, okay, like, you know, please elaborate a little bit. He's like, man, the ratio is 20-1. And
which requires focus,
right? Requires a lot of focus.
Yeah,
he said, you know, it's a party school, you know, but you know, tell your son to be focused and get a degree and graduate. You know what I'm saying? Because what happens is the women are going to graduate and the guys are going to fall behind trying to catch up to the women.
And the sisters be on point.
Oh, the sisters always be on point.
So you can't never knock, you know, and I ain't saying the brothers don't, but the sisters.
Man, the sisters know how to sit there and multitask, like 8 relationships, study, go to work, go shopping, babysit, you know what I'm saying, all at once and still get their degree, and a guy just only focused on one thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is you know, it's man, the women.
I went to school when I finally got my head together, bro. Mm-hmm. So what was so crazy is before Greek life for me.
Okay.
You know, just to jump into it, because we talking about it, whatever. I'm not going to go into a lot of specific details.
We are in your house.
Because I had a life.
And the wife is listening downstairs.
You know what? That ain't even the problem, though. That's not even, that part is not even the thing. Mm-hmm. It's everything else I was involved in.
Right, true. You know, I know.
For a lot longer than I should have probably been involved in it. So... For me, prior to Greek life, first of all, the first time I had seen my organization, I met a brother when I was in high school, who was starting a, and like more like an interest group in the, you know, in the high school for guys, kind of keep them out of trouble. He just so happened to be a Kappa, you know, and he was cool. He was super cool, and he was just trying to keep me out of trouble. You know what I mean? He really was, but. It didn't really work, but he tried. You know, he put forth the effort. When I first came to TSU for that hot minute, didn't last long. For that hot minute, I met a brother named Sean, who was a Alpha Theta bro. He was my RA. Pulled me to the side and was like, "Man, you need to slow down. You know, you going too fast. You know what I mean?" And like 6 weeks later, I was back in Louisville. So I guess he was telling the truth. But with that being said, a guy I grew up with, he always talked about, you know, Kappa, Kappa, Kappa. And at first, that wasn't my initial thought. You know what I mean? It really wasn't, because my grandfather, I didn't find out till later, later on in life, that my grandfather was, he would say Omega Man, right? I didn't know what that was. So,
because you didn't grow up around it.
Yeah, and by that time, my grandmother, a.k.a., from TSU, you know what I mean? Like, man, I didn't even know that until I got older. My grandfather, who went to school only for a few years and then went to the Navy because he got married, you know what I mean? And things changed, so he never really talked about it because he had 8 kids. So it was so much going on back then, he just didn't have time to really, it was kind of something he did for school and kind of moved on. So when I first went to school, that was my mindset. You see what I mean?
Just have 8 kids and move on?
Nah, not 8 kids. But he kind of told me then, and then it was like, okay, once he told me, I was like, oh, wow. Because my experiences was with another organization. So I'm like, oh, man, this is, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? Like, I was in a weird spot. So when I came to school, when I finally went to school at Northern, We went to a party. Shout out one to Northern. Night. Shout out to Northern Kentucky. Okay. For sure, for sure. That school saved my life. But real talk. But
somebody else saved your life too.
Man, real. Real talk. Right. So we go to a party at like Central State Wilberforce or something, bro. I can't even remember. And I was already trying to figure out what I wanted to do and whatever, right. whatever. And it was the news came through, bro, with a song called Pimp Daddy. At the party, you feel me? And when they rolled through, bro, I swear to you, dog, I swear to you. This is when you knew it was on your mind, dog, because it seemed like everything was going in slow motion. You feel me? Like everything was going slow motion, except for the girls. Right. You feel me? The dudes was moving in slow motion, but the females was losing it. And I'm sitting over here, and I'm like, you know how you see something, something comes to you, and you know at that exact moment, that's me. You know what I mean? The attitude, the temperament, the cockiness to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. You kind of just know.
You know what that kind of remind me of? You know, you remember reading the book Harry Potter and also watching the movie Harry Potter?
So I never read the book. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I did watch the movie.
Yeah.
So you know they had so it was a particular part in the movie where they was basically picking which teams you were on.
Okay.
And basically it was a hat that basically goes into your brain, process all this data and say, hey, this is the team that you belong to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that, you know, with us, we basically process what fits us best.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the organization that we try to pursue.
Right.
Shout out to my dart I'm up here looking at right now. and a friend too as well. But
they not in the room.
No, they not in the room. They not.
That's a picture.
That was a picture. It was a picture on the TV right now. We're looking at, you know, photos, auto books. You know what I'm saying?
Just FYI.
Right. you know, we had the time to really think, okay, which organization is best for us? And that's the organization we're going to choose. Like, you know, sometimes it takes people coming into college and really not knowing,
yeah,
like which organization is best for them until they see the interactions for a good year.
And then too, bro, I'm gonna tell you something too. I say this: you see the importance of if your parents were involved or you have family involved, you see the importance of when you took the younger males around in certain environments, right? Like my son, that's both. I got two sons, and both my boys, that's all they know.
Right.
That's it. They don't know nothing else.
Because the parents.
Because the parents, right? So they can't go Delta. So they ain't number one other option.
Wait a second.
They only have one other option because we know the other side. We can't. They can't go there. So it's.
My man said they can't go Delta.
Yeah, they can't. Well, so,
bro, they can't go no sorority. What are you talking about?
No, like, my point is, in my particular environment. You see what I'm saying? In my environment, it's a Kappa and a Delta. Uh-huh. So they only have one option. You know what I mean? If it was a daughter involved, she would have one option, not five. Okay. So, you see what I mean? He has one option. So, but that's all he knows. Because he's been to the picnics and the functions and we kicked it and
the marches.
You know, you come over and that's Uncle So and so. It's Unc. It's always that. And it's 100,000. Oh, that's Unc. That's all they know. You see what I mean? So
it's good people in organizations, bro. It's good people that we bring around our family. That we, you know, we trust, you know what I'm saying? And it's just not even just organization, just in general. Like, if we sense that somebody is good, we bring them around our family. Like, he has family that's not in Greek organization that he grew up with and still to this day he mess with. I have people that are not in Greek organizations.
Absolutely.
And I still, you know, excuse my language, I still fuck with them to this
day. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to sit here and change because of an extra title that was added to my name.
Man, you can't.
You know
what
I'm saying?
If you do that, you weren't comfortable with who you were before you did it. Now, let me ask you this. Now that you're in a Greek organization, right, how do you feel about, you know, what changes do you see? Like, what do you feel like pre-Kappa, post-Kappa? What do you feel like? And this is just our organization. So we can speak on that because it's our organization. But at the same time, if it's anybody's organization, something changed about you when you became a member. So what changed about you?
So pre-Kappa, Desmond, like in the city of Nashville, wasn't really known. You know what I'm saying? Only if you went to TSU. Okay? Now, post-Kappa, shit. what's up? Yeah, Desmond the Kappa.
That's different.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different now. Yeah. Like, it's like anything that I do, social media-wise, and public-wise,
right,
ever, it's like everybody sees it. You know what I'm saying? To the point where if I go somewhere, they're like, yeah, man, you know, I see you on Instagram over there in Croatia. You know what I'm saying? How about that? Like, yeah, all right. Y'all paying attention to the things that I do now. You know what I'm saying? And it's no knock on it, you know, but just for just being into a Greek organization, I'm realizing that, you know, now I'm on a different spectrum, excuse me.
Yeah, no,
you know
what
I'm saying? I have to learn how to move differently.
But is that more socially, or is that more, I guess, I don't know, I'm trying to get the right verb. I know socially you move differently. I get that part of
socially,
it.
Socially you're
but
more
I
active.
Guess what happens like in terms of other aspects of your life, because you also, you know, you're raising a 13-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big factor. You know what I mean? So you gotta look at that, bro. And that's grown man shit.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, that's real. That's real, bro. Everybody ain't doing that, right, especially men, bro. Man. To step up and raise their child.
Raising a daughter,
huge. That ain't no that deserves to be commended.
I just do my job.
Right.
I make sure that I take care of my daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm not out here trying to look for the recognition for it.
So
I'm
did just being did. A man. Now I ain't gonna say Kappa. Yeah, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? But one thing what did you get? Like, once you became a member of the organization, right?
Right,
and
right.
You got really entrenched in it. Mm-hmm. What did that do for you in terms of changing your manhood?
I would say it allowed me to be more social. It allowed me to be more active within my community. It allowed me to sit here and really understand what brotherhood is, especially when you being the baby on both sides of the family, but also too, you were raised, you know, separately. And what I mean by separately is my mom raised me all the way to 10 and my dad raised me all the way until I graduated high school. So I would say that it taught me how to, you know, just move different and understand that when you have a title to your name, you are that prime example. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are going to always report to what that title is.
Right.
And you have to live up to that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just any working environment, any kind of social environments that you're in. You know, you have to understand that you have that title and you have to uphold that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think just as a man personally, I wouldn't per se say it really taught me how to be a man, because my father taught me how to be a man.
Which is what, that's the way.
Yeah.
I guess what I was thinking and what I was meaning was more of, were there aspects of the fraternity, fraternity, were there aspects of the fraternity, for the fraternity.
There you go, bro.
I couldn't get it out. I apologize. I couldn't get it out. But were there aspects of the frat that just assisted you in terms of just helping your manhood, I guess the growth of where you were trying to go and what you're trying to do? I can say for myself, my time management is better.
Yeah, I was going to get that.
You know, there's a lot of things. But you said something that was powerful. You acknowledge the brotherhood, which is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thankful to know that I've got lifelong little brothers. And I say little brothers because I'm the old dude in the room. I got lifelong little brothers.
Why you always got to throw the age of this?
It ain't even about that, bro. It's good, though, to be. Because I used to, when I was younger, I always had an OG that I went to, and I always had love for that. So
OG and Kappa and OG in the street.
I respect that on a whole nother level. So it's different, and it's cool. You know what I mean? I didn't get it when I was younger how important that role was, but it's as I get older, I see when the younger brothers come to you and you able to talk to them and give them feedback and advice on things, and it's not nothing to do with Greek. That's not even the thing about it. It's just talking about life, like. You know, and the resources that open up from that. You know what I mean? So for me, the brotherhood was first and foremost, always. And sometimes that can be to your detriment.
I like
truth. It can be.
When you sit here and talk about like the resource that was open, I like the fact that I was able to give brothers a job.
That's a big thing. Like, that's a big thing.
It's because
I, you know, but you gave brothers an opportunity.
I gave them an opportunity.
I gave them an opportunity.
I basically allow people to increase their financial situation, just because of the things I did for the company, and then what the people that I was able to speak on, to be part of the company. I even gave brothers, part-time jobs. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had our own business and stuff like that. So if we couldn't do certain things or we needed some help, you know what I'm saying? And it's just not just within our organization. That's with other organizations too. And also too, we gave kids. Like I felt like I was able to mentor kids a lot.
Right.
And that's one of the things that I really enjoy, because, looking at myself in the mirror.
Right.
And seeing the environment that I grew up in and seeing the things that I have seen, and I'm able to sit here and talk to these kids and inspire them. And show them, like, hey, life, this is what not, life changes. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is, I've been there, I've done it, and I'm not that far away from you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I can relate to the way that you feel. And one of the things, and that's one of the biggest things that I can really say that I enjoyed about the organization, that I was able to sit here and reach out to the youth.
And that's, bro, I'm telling you, hearing you talk about that, And being able to be there to kind of witness that, like with the kids and the opportunities and giving them jobs and it's just stuff that's been going on that we don't even talk about that. Like we just kind of
do
it. Like we don't even really speak on it, but it's a to kind of close out and to kind of bring this whole thing home. This entire conversation comes down to the same thing. So before you became Greek, you were always kind of the same person.
I was the same.
You know
person.
What I mean? Like, so, and which is a big factor, because you can't let the letters make you.
But it's a difference, because I was the same person at a young age, and I was the same person, and I realized that the things I did at a young age, I'm doing differently, and I understand now at an old age.
Right. You know what, bro? And it teaches you too. It's every move I make is bigger than me.
People watching you.
So, but here's the thing though. If I do something wrong, what I understand now is that if I do anything that disrespects or look at a brother a certain way because he did or didn't, or, people look at me, it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
But no, I'm saying that to say this though. If you, now that I'm older and I understand things a little bit different, I understand that every move I make affects hundreds of thousands of brothers. It's not just me that this affects. People are not going to just say, okay, that was dude. They're going to say that was, especially if I'm wearing any kind of nail or anything at all, it makes everybody look silly. You see what I mean? So what I've also learned is a lot of things that I do and how I move are bigger than me.
Very.
So move accordingly.
And it's the title.
Right. And that's the thing. Move accordingly. Also with that, take responsibility for your actions and do not make excuses for what you do as a man.
And you know what?
Deal with that and move forward.
That's respect.
You know what I mean?
That's respect.
Deal with it and move forward. And that's one thing. So in closing, y'all, we just want to say, this is our second one. And we appreciate y'all for listening. Really what we wanted to do tonight was kind of talk about, who we were. Mm-hmm. And we all have a pre and post, right? Mm-hmm. So it's pre and post college, pre and post high school graduation, pre and post whatever it is you may do or have done or whatever it may be. We wanted to just focus on the fact of before Greek and after Greek,
What was the difference?
What was the difference?
The comparison.
What, and then what did you learn from it, right? Mm-hmm. So we both got something out of it on so many different levels. And I think a lot of people do. But the biggest thing that comes out of it that we acknowledge more than anything was the brotherhood
and
of it.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Yeah, it's the brotherhood. It's the brotherhood and the brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you understand that, that you understand that being in this group organization, that's one of the biggest things I got. And that's somebody that I can sit here and call brother and I can call on.
Yes, sir. Close it out, man. Close it out.
Man, look.
Take us home.
I just want to sit here and say, man, look, life is too short. Make sure that y'all sit here and y'all love one another, man. You
right.
Know, y'all reach out. Y'all stay in contact with one another. You know, if you beefing with somebody that's been your friend since elementary, middle school, or high school, college, and you knew that y'all relationship was tight, reach out.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, it's still there. Y'all just need an understanding. Yeah. So with that, in closing, I really appreciate you guys. Man, make sure y'all subscribe. Follow us on Instagram.
Hit that like button. Right, hit that like button,
man. Look, you know, that like button means a lot on us, on our real people side of it, but also Greek speak that falls underneath that. Make sure, like, you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and, you know, I'm Mr. Corporate, Mr. Privilege.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? On Instagram, however.
Yeah.
But, you know, just I really appreciate everybody.
Greek speech on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram. Yeah, I really appreciate everybody that's been subscribing, man. We moving slowly but surely, but we getting there. And I really thank you guys for the support.
Right. Know? And, you know, we ain't about the numbers. You know, we're not. We're just trying
we're
to.
Just real people with real conversation.
We just having a good time. Real People Podcast on Facebook. Greek Speech on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it, man. We appreciate y'all, like, a lot. This has been fun. 100. So look out for us. 7 days? We're going to do two. We're going to have two drop next week because we've been kind of slowed up a little bit. It's been things going on in the personal lives. Mm-hmm. But we are we back on track. So look for two to drop this week. And we look forward to talking to y'all next time. If you have any ideas for a podcast, realpeoplepodcast@gmail.com. Peace.